The success of the Obama administration's initiatives in the Middle East will depend in large part on Israel. That country is in the midst of political uncertainty after last month's parliamentary elections failed to produce a clear winner. Now, right-wing leader and former prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to cobble together a coalition government, but he had a setback over the weekend when a key centrist party refused to join him. Aaron David Miller has advised six American secretaries of state. He's now a fellow at the Wilson Center. We asked him about Benjamin Netanyahu's approach to negotiations with the Palestinians.
Well, it's interesting because he's an ideologue, there's no question, leaning and ensconced in the right, but he's also capable of tremendous pragmatism. During his first incarnation as prime minister in 96 to 99, after swearing he would not reach any agreements with the PLO or Yasser Arafat, the Americans succeeded in brokering two, one which involved Israeli withdrawal from the city of Hebron, and second, a further West Bank withdrawal. But it's worth pointing out something else, that the history of peacemaking in Israel has really been a history dominated by the right or the center right. It's really a question in Israel of doves talking the talk and hawks walking the walk. The right in Israel has been capable of actually making agreements with the Arabs and actually delivering on them.
Now, Secretary Clinton and her special envoy, George Mitchell, will be in Jerusalem tomorrow. Is it significant that they're visiting Israel in the midst of negotiations there to form a government? Is it possible that their presence will affect anything?
Only if something impolitic or provocative is said by the Secretary of State, and I doubt if she'll go down that road. There's almost no precedent, if I recall, for an American Secretary of State visiting Israel during the sensitive period of time during a coalition negotiation. And there's a history here, because the last Clinton who interceded in Israeli politics, Bill Clinton, did so in the very contentious spring of 1996, when in an effort to reassure the Israelis, after four bombs were detonated in 9 days that killed 60 Israelis by Hamas and Palestine Islamic Jihad, Bill Clinton created a summit of the peacemakers in Sharm el-Sheikh, surrounding Shimon Peres, who was then prime minister, with all of these Arab leaders, no doubt in an effort to influence the Israeli elections that would be held that June. Unfortunately, Peres ran a bad campaign and Netanyahu won. So I'm sure that Netanyahu is wondering about all this, and here comes another Clinton.
You think he may have taken this personally?
I think to some degree he's grown, and he may well have grown to the point where, in an effort to preserve his government, he's going to go to significant lengths to avoid alienating the United States.
Now, you were involved for decades with U.S. efforts to broker peace between Israel and its Arab neighbors. What advice do you have for George Mitchell right now, President Obama's peace envoy?
Well, my advice, I guess, would be to President Obama, and it would be pick your spots very carefully. America has been failing over the last 16 years, eight under Bill Clinton in how to make peace and eight under George W. Bush in how to make war. The odds of an Israeli-Palestinian agreement that ends the conflict and resolves Jerusalem borders, security, and refugees, the odds of that happening anytime soon are probably slim to none. The real opportunity, it seems to me, exists farther north, the possibility of an Israeli-Syrian peace agreement. And that Benjamin Netanyahu could probably get to the table and try to negotiate. So for the Obama administration, it really is a question of picking your spots. Don't ignore the Israeli-Palestinian problem, but don't go looking for breakthroughs there. You won't find them.
Aaron David Miller's recent book is called The Much Too Promised Land. Mr. Miller, thank you very much.
You're welcome.